Inside the Disney Vault, this is the podcast where we're going through every single Disney anime and movie in chronological order and talking about them. And we did that. And then we did Pixar. And now we're doing DCOMs. I'm Rachel.
I'm Claire.
I'm Oscar.
Chronological.
It's a hard word.
It is a very hard word. Okay. And today on the podcast, oh boy, we've got, he's an actor, improviser, podcast host of Call Me By Your Game. It's Connor McCabe.
Greetings.
Hello.
Oh, a greetings. I don't think we've ever had a greetings before.
Well, we're not just in someone's home. We're in a facility.
Yeah. That's right.
I feel like it's worthy of a greeting.
What do you guys see in this facility?
What do I see here? I see a like one of those. What do you call the? See a freaking anchor.
Oh my god! I'm so interested to know what the other thing is.
I forgot what they're called.
What do you call them?
In the ship, like the woman carved out of
wood.
Oh,
the maiden head thing.
Is that what they're called?
Something, you know,
what are those
like
called?
I think
they're usually angled.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Yeah. There's a name for those.
Mask.
Well, I see a green lamp that's covered in a net. Fish net. Spherical.
Is he
nautical,
like a Marlin fish hat thingy.
I see a very warm looking 90s sweater. It's got some like poofy balls on it, but it's like multicolored. I really like that.
We are talking about
the 13th year.
Obviously. I mean, okay, you guys. So
the mermaid one.
The mermaid.
The mermaid.
They really. So,
they're real specific about it.
I just remember that from all the promos on Disney Channel. They were like, mermaid.
Did you find it weird how the fourth time they did that, they stared at like into the camera and pointed at you and said your name and said mermaid?
I think
like,
you were watching the director's cut.
Yes, I was. Yeah.
So we had a couple of submissions for what this segment shall be called.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
We had Tony recommend Wild Facts, and we had Mackenzie recommend Time for Us to Get a Clue.
Oh!
So we're going to hear a little bit of info about this movie. So 13th years from 19...
What's Wild Facts?
Wild Facts, sing along.
Blink,
I almost said You've Got Mail.
I thought that was like a...
High School Musical.
Blink,
Wild
blink.
Cats.
Oh!
What is that?
From High School Musical.
Oh.
I thought it was a Wild Hogs thing.
High School Musical is this like really popular movie that started out as a Disney Channel original movie. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's got this guy named Zac Efron.
I've heard of High School Musical 3.
Zac Efron.
Is there a relation to that one?
Yeah. Okay. That's the third one in this series.
Oh, interesting.
And that one actually was a decom, but the second one was really, at least in the theater. It's crazy. Anyway,
yeah,
I've gone off
the best one.
On a tangent. Oh. So, this is from 1999, the 13th year, that is.
Almost 2000.
Almost, you guys. What'll it be like when
Y2K?
We get there?
Y2K. What's going to happen?
Everybody's freaking out about Y2K.
Mm-hmm. Y2K.
So we're on our seventh DCOM. Can you believe?
So many DCOMs in 1 year. I'm so impressed.
This is like the 15th one from 1999.
Jeez.
And only seven
it's only the seventh, but it's the 15th.
Like they multiply.
Yeah.
So it premiered on Disney Channel on May 15th, 1999. So we're only halfway through, or less than halfway through 1999. So we got more DCOMs.
We got more to go.
The production costs totaled $5 million.
Yowza.
And it was.
Wait, is that a lot of money?
$5 million for a little Disney, like a TV movie.
Oh, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, because right now, like an indie film, if it goes, like it can't go over $5 million. Right?
Yeah, I think.
Are
yeah,
you
like
serious?
4 or 5.
Yeah, there was something about like Jordan Peele. He keeps all of his movies under a certain like $5 million or something like that, because then the studios can't like
tell him
interfere.
What to do.
Yeah, interfere.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And so it was $5 million budget, and it was over budget.
Oh.
Come on.
That's
kind of the fins.
It's
those
the
fins
that make up the special effects.
Special effects.
Oh, those special effects.
It was that final shot.
Location.
Yeah.
We know what we're talking about.
Jumping out of water.
Jumping out of water. They had to train him to do that, and that took a lot of money and time.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So Chez Starbuck.
Yes.
Starbuck is the name of Cody Griffin.
Okay. That's not a real name. No. I'm sorry. My best friend in New York is named Alex Starbuck. So I texted him and I was like, are you related to the lead in the 13th year? And he's like, yes. Distantly.
Gas.
Apparently when the movie came out, his uncle emailed the lead to see if they were related, and they are.
But
what's the relation? Are they like,
I have no idea. Third cousins or something? He just said distantly.
Whoa. Wow.
All Starbucks are related.
Wow.
Dang, yeah. Starbucks. Wow. Chez Starbucks.
Wow. And he's a mermaid, Starbuck. And that's the symbol for Starbucks? Ooh, coincidence?
What?
I think not.
Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
That makes me so happy. Oh my gosh, conspiracy theory. Yes.
In the Matrix.
Matrix, synchronicity.
Oh my God,
all
of
these things. I love
it. So
anyway.
Someone is now being like, oh no, they're catching on.
So, Chez Starbuck auditioned and obviously had to take a swim test to audition for this because there's a lot of swimming going on.
Didn't we look him up and he's like,
yes,
real.
He is quite a, dare I say, zaddy?
Zaddy now.
I think that's very fair. I looked him up as well, and there are some, like, cuddling with his baby, like newborn, like muscly tattoo zaddy photos.
Gosh, I was,
so everybody go give Chez
and a good
Starbuck.
Dad. And tattoos. Woo!
Yeah, so everybody give Chez.
And a Disney Channel star.
Yeah, give him a quick follow on Instagram.
Yeah, yeah, Chez Starbuck.
Yeah, so he played Cody Griffin.
Yeah.
John Ross, yes.
Is he a swimmer that acted in this movie, or was he an actor that learned to swim?
I don't have that info. All it said was that he had to take a swim test to audition for it.
Mm. Why define him? He can be both a swimmer.
But I know what you mean. But according to his Instagram, which we may have looked at, it did look like he was a swimmer before this movie.
But
that's based on one photo that someone held
a
up
throwback.
That I kind of didn't really see that well. So I'm not a great
detective.
You know,
there are times in sports movies, not that this is a sports movie, where you see someone doing the sport and you can tell that they are not that kind of athlete.
Yes.
I feel like when watching this movie, I thought he had a pretty great. That's a good swimmer there.
Yeah.
Great swimmer. Yeah.
Also, because as some reviews said, his acting may have been a little stony. So, one could say that maybe his swimming skills aided.
Are the stars of the show?
Yes. That's exactly what I was gonna say. Anyway. Justin John Ross plays Jess Wheatley. Courtney Draper.
That's the
nerd
kid, right?
Alert.
He's best.
I recognize him from Little Giants, and then I looked him up, and he played Rick Moranis' younger self in two movies.
And the coach, Brian Haley, was also in Little Giants.
Yeah, he played the dad of the
coach.
Book these kids book.
Courtney Draper.
An adult.
Courtney Draper plays Samantha or Sam.
Mm-hmm.
Brent Briscoe plays Big John Wheatley.
Mm-hmm.
Tim Redwine is Sean Marshall. Mm-hmm. Dave Coulier.
Dave Griffin.
Yeah, you didn't
realize.
Looks weirdly very different. Was this post or pre Full House?
Post. Maybe
he
like the end of Full House.
Weirdly younger to me.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Didn't he look younger?
Maybe he looks younger when he's not standing next to John Stamos.
yes,
or
maybe that's it. Yeah,
maybe
yeah.
He's been in something recently that you've seen. So that's
when was
what
he dating Alanis?
Around before that.
Oh, okay.
She did.
So
Little Pill in 95.
They broke up, and then he had to get
fit.
Yeah,
I think the haircut helps too. I don't remember if always had like a curly mullet in Full House, but it's like kind of a trim, tight haircut.
Yeah, he
the
like got it
ages.
Together. Yeah. I feel like
So Lisa Stahl Sullivan is Sharon Griffin, the mom,
the real mom, or
the adoptive mother. Brian Haley is coach, and Stephanie Chantel Dorelli is the mermaid, I like to call her the mermom.
It's mermom.
Yeah. It's Mrs. Mermom.
So that's all. Had you guys seen this movie before?
Nope.
Yep.
Yes.
I had seen it too.
Did you see it like when it premiered on the Disney Channel?
I don't know if I was on the cutting floor for the premiere, but I know I definitely saw this on the Disney Channel.
Uh-huh.
My sister has like watched a ton of these movies, and I texted her tonight before I came, being like, "Do you remember this movie?" And she was like, yes, I was obsessed with it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. There's a lot of fun stuff going on totally. In this movie.
What is your association with, like, Disney and all that stuff?
Time to dive in?
Yes, let's
Time
do it.
To dive Time in.
Okay.
Dive. That was an accident.
Come on, Connor, let's make a splash.
Oh, anybody else for a third one?
Nah. Okay.
Didn't we try that? We did.
Yeah, it was like, Shell, yeah.
Shell, yeah. That's the third one, right?
I love that. That is, that's definitely swimming adjacent. So I wouldn't call myself a Disney stan by any means, but I definitely had a healthy dose of Disney growing up and still probably consume like a normal amount of Disney stuff. I would say my closest relationship with Disney was probably seeing the movies in theaters, mm-hmm. the animated movies mostly and the Pixar movies,
like
but
which
also
ones?
I remember seeing this wasn't an animated movie, but I remember seeing Tom and Huck in the movies.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa. Yeah.
With Jonathan Taylor Thomas?
Yes, JTT.
Okay, wow.
I remember seeing Mulan in theaters. Mm-hmm. I remember, and then Toy Story, of course, but I grew up in Northern California.
Where?
In Modesto, California.
Oh, I'm from San Francisco.
Hey.
Hey.
Connor, this is Claire.
Hi.
This is
Connor. Nice to meet you. People from Modesto will oftentimes say they'll say they're from the Bay Area, which is not true. We're from the Central Valley. But so good for you for being from the Bay Area.
Oh, yeah. Well, people not from San Francisco like to say San Francisco, and then it's a whole thing. Oh.
Yeah.
When I'm like, but like, and they'll be like, oh, like, well, where? And I'm like, mm-hmm. San Francisco.
Yes, the actual.
That's like one snobby thing about me when I'm like, you can't say you're from San Francisco if you're not from San Francisco.
No, it's fair. It's confusing.
It's confusing, although I get why people do it. So
don't maybe
come at for me.
Don't at
me. Don't
Claire.
At me. Don't come at for me.
Maybe you had a similar thing being not terribly far from the Anaheim parks, but we would go occasionally growing up, like over like a summer. So I got to go a handful of times, probably more than 5 times growing up, which is really fun. We would meet my cousins who lived in San Diego. We'd meet that family there. And so I loved the Disney parks growing up. Went there from when I was like really little. And then I went to college not too far from Anaheim as well. And so I had a pass for like 3 of the 4 years in college.
Wow.
And
oh,
became
great.
Like the like got the Hidden Mickey book, became like the tour guide for my friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I have actually, and also I went to Disney World for the first time last year.
Really?
Which was jealous. Amazing.
Oh, jealous.
It was
jealous. So www.gofundme.com/ClaireAndOscar need to go to Disney World
/please help us.
I'll promote that on my show too. I think we went to every single park.
All four?
Yeah. Animal Kingdom, Magic Kingdom, Epcot, and what's the other?
Hollywood Studios.
And Hollywood, yes, definitely.
Wow.
It was a blast.
Which was your favorite?
Yeah.
You know what? I particularly loved, it's either Hollywood Studios or Epcot, honestly.
Yeah.
Epcot was the first day
Rachel,
we were
was
there.
The right answer.
Yeah.
was I mean, correct? Right now Epcot is trash because they're constructing a lot. But that one is my favorite now.
Oh.
Because I like to eat.
Actually, I take it back. I think it was actually the Animal Kingdom.
Ah, there you
yeah,
go.
Animal Kingdom is turning, it's getting great.
Ooh. Yeah, the Avatar ride was cool.
Yeah.
The
Pandora
food was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I loved it. And I love the Disney parks.
They're
great.
They're all great.
Yeah.
Except for right now, Epcot is trash.
Boo.
It's all construction.
So we'll wait. We'll hold off for a
little
bit.
Yeah,
we should hold off.
Yeah,
there.
We're going to postpone the trip that we had.
Yeah, yeah. Wait till Epcot is open, fully open.
Yeah, we'll wait.
More time for that GoFundMe to build up.
Yeah.
So today, the new Mickey and Minnie ride just opened today.
Oh.
Where?
The Mickey and Minnie ride. Mickey that replaced
that
the
like
great
a roller coaster?
Ride.
Really?
Yeah.
No. Interesting. Oh. What's that about?
It's you're on a train.
Cool.
Is it an animatronic ride? Or?
No. It's like screen projection.
I see.
Yeah. Hmm. It's trackless. That's all the new rage now.
It's all about trackless. It's all about full integration. The ride is, the line is part of the ride.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. You'd never not in a ride.
Yeah. That's like Rise of Resistance. You're never not in a ride.
Oh, I got to go to, the last time I went to a Disney park was in September. I actually went on the day that I found out I got on Herald Night, which was
wow,
crazy.
That's nice.
I like was working, and then I got to get off work early to go meet my mom at Disneyland.
Mama.
And then on the drive down, I got my phone call, and dang, then I was like so distracted while I was there, I couldn't really enjoy it. It was awesome. And then, but I didn't go on the Star Wars Land ride, the Millennium Falcon one.
Yeah,
you're missing that.
Oh, bummer. And that wasn't, and Rise of the Resistance, I don't think was open yet.
No, not yet.
Yeah,
no,
so, but so that's on my to-do list.
Yep. It's a good time.
Mm.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's cool. Enough Disney talk.
Okay, let's stop talking about Disney and start talking about Disney mermaids.
Yeah.
Disney mermaids.
All right, you guys, you ready? Year. You ready to splish splash?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Let's take a bath. What?
Something about a Saturday
night. Pause the podcast. Take a bath.
Yeah.
So anyway, here we go. 13th year. It starts off with the mermaid. She's swimming around with her baby, and there's like this bumbling fisherman that sees her. And
okay, first of all, red flag. He was wearing a red hat.
Hey, oh my God. I was like, Mega?
Do we all have the same thought?
I was like, I noticed. Triggers now.
It was pretty close. Like tiny, thin, white lettering.
Yeah.
I was like, no.
But it's crazy because like his boat is like a piece of junk, yet it has this like high-tech sonar system on it.
He knows what to invest
in.
Here's
the thing. Yeah, he spent all of his money on the system that his boat is. It's like your friends that have big houses are probably not that rich anymore because they spend all their money on their big house.
Big house is to radar system.
Yeah. You know?
He invites everybody over. He's like, yo, you want to see my radar system?
Yeah.
They're like, no.
End of tour.
And it's like, I don't have any food for you, though, because I spend it all on radar.
Thanks for coming to my dinner party. Hope you enjoyed the entertainment. So she like Moseses her baby into this basket on a random boat called the Tiki. And it's like next to a buoy and she's kind of like hiding because the fisherman has seen her and he gets a good look and he starts like,
I don't know. It felt like she was definitely like performing for him. She got out there and was like, hi.
Yeah,
and then
she
like,
did give a little like knowing smile.
I did kind of want to know what she was up to in this dock.
Exactly.
That was my question. Not that I need to know, but for the
story. I think
story,
we do as, as listeners,
well,
as viewers.
What was she running from? Was she in danger?
Why'd she drop her baby there?
Where's the baby daddy? Like, so many questions. Mm. Do mermaids have baby daddies?
She also
I don't know.
Put her baby down, but then kind of went to go back for it, but then it was gone, right?
I think I started this movie yesterday and I watched the first like 25 minutes and then I went and started over to watch the whole thing with my full attention.
It's a lot to digest.
Yeah.
It is. Mm. And I remember after watching it the first time, I was like, wait, why did she do that? And then I remember, I think she was trying to like get him off the case, like to distract him, get him off the scent and hide her baby.
Yeah.
By showing herself to that dude?
I think so. And then obviously she didn't expect him.
But was there like a weird mermaid rebellion that was happening? Is this like Aquaman?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
What's happening?
I mean, it's definitely like Moses
prequel.
Or something.
It was never answered either.
They're
right?
Killing
or
all
did
the
I miss
mermaid
something?
Do you think
babies?
Chez is available?
Yeah.
So she had to put her baby and put it, send it to the royals.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So she does give him a little like look, and then he starts waving like a lunatic and like telling her she's beautiful, and it's like really creepy. Yeah. And he crashes his boat.
Yeah.
And so we cut to this young couple who's on a boat and they want to start a new life. They have a tour boat company they're opening and the baby is on their boat.
Yes. And immediately they're like, let's keep it.
Well, yes, the lady is, but he's like, no.
It's very like, can I keep
yes.
it, please?
Did you notice that they have that interaction and then like there's a shot of the mermom, name to be decided.
Yeah.
In the background, they're walking on the beach with the kid, and I don't know if you could hear it, but they're like, "We should name him Cody." So they've already moved on to a name.
Oh
well,
yeah,
that's the crazy fast. Thing. Yeah, he's like, "No, we're not keeping it." And then they're naming it. So I mean, something happens.
Yeah.
Also, no discussion of like we should go to the authorities. We should see if this baby's lost.
Yeah.
Like,
clearly, this
is
a learning lesson. If you find a baby, you keep the baby.
It's yours.
Yes.
Yes, your paternal, maternal instincts kick in. Exactly. You know, you got to do what you got to do.
Also, like, there was something we find out there that, like, the reason that they have this, like, business is to get away from, like, you find out the mom is a little bit of a free spirit.
Yes. She's hippie, dippy.
Right? She's very, like, anti-authority sort
vegan,
of.
Vegan.
They
want to
be, like,
free.
Off the grid or something.
Vegan, but still cooked fish for her. Okay, we'll put a pin on that.
Yeah.
Put
well,
a pin
this
on
was
that.
This is 99. 99, you know?
Yeah, people didn't know what vegans were. They or, just knew that it was a concept, but no one really was.
Or just like right. eating fish only is okay. Right. And that's still a statement.
And a pesca vegan.
Yeah. And like they live on the water, you know? It's just using their natural resources that they have nearby.
Right, right. Got it.
So the mermom kind of like looks on with worry, and then it's like cut to 13 years later, which hold up.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I know how to do math.
Yeah.
Yeah.
13 years later, this baby would be over 13.
Mm-hmm.
Because this baby
unless
was
the
not
baby just
was born, which didn't look like
0 years old or a negative days because his birthday's the next day, right?
Yeah. Seemed to be 6 months or more.
Some, he was enough that she could be like,
okay, they just
rounded
up.
Well, okay, here's the thing. First, is it his 13th birthday?
Yes.
Well, maybe he's been. Who knows how long a mermaid's lifespan is? We don't know mermaid years. So for them, they were like, the day we find you, which is a little bit like, okay. The first day we find you is the first day you were born.
Yeah.
Your birthday is the day that we found you, which
well,
is
like
not true.
Sometimes
but
people, adopted people have adoption days.
This is true.
So that's what they probably, especially because they don't have a birth certificate.
But I feel
so how
like
would
they're
you,
emphasizing
gotcha
the birth
days, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Oh,
gotcha
are they?
Days?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Or is that for pets?
I mean,
there's something. I don't
that
know.
That feels so weird to me. Gotcha.
Yeah. Gotcha. Gotcha where I want you.
Happy gotcha no, day. So now go to the basement.
all right. We'll put that aside. So Cody lives with them now, and they run this like shitty tour boat company.
Hey, don't say shitty.
Well, the boat's not working.
Right. It's and there's no apart. Snacks, as the old lady was telling us.
She says that after she passes like a tower of bananas. There's a tower of bananas.
And like drinks too.
Those
I
aren't
think.
Connor, yeah. those are not snacks. Bananas.
Yeah, bananas.
That's the last thing I want to eat.
I've got some low standards for snacks.
I'm not
I'll tell
getting
you that.
My $5 worth and like the ship's just not working.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Dave Coulier is doing his best to like work on the boat while everyone is on board.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I guess he's confident he can fix the problem. It's not working out, but Cody's going to be late for his swim meet. Mm-hmm. What are we going to do? And so he tries to catch a ferry, but
he missed it.
So guess what?
He's swimming.
He's going to swim.
And he's faster than the ferry.
Yeah.
Which is like, hold up.
With shoes on.
Yeah. Unnatural.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
he doesn't even question it though. Maybe he's just in like has an adrenaline rush.
Yeah.
And that's so he's like,
I mean, you remember when you were 13.
Yeah,
you could do anything. You were unstoppable. At that age, I could do anything.
No, because I was the other kid.
we're at the swim meet and Cody's not there, and this coach is like pumped. He's like over the top. No Marlins team has ever advanced to the state finals. I need 200% from me. He's like so jacked. This is like the pinnacle
also
of his
swim
career.
Coach in a full suit.
Full suit.
Yeah.
Very, very college of him. Very professional manager
Weird
coach
though.
Of
For
him.
For a swim team?
I
a
don't
suit?
Know.
Okay.
I mean, you know.
I wear a prom dress. To all the
when you
meet.
Coach.
You gotta show them you're serious. So Cody runs the meet. He makes it.
And they're like, your shoes.
Yeah, he tries to take off his shoes on. He doesn't even notice.
Because he's like the star of that swim team, which rubs the other guy the wrong way.
Oh,
yeah.
Sean.
Sean,
the classic bully, Sean. So they swim like against each other. However, Sean beats him. Mm-hmm. They both crush, but Sean beats him.
I was very surprised that this happened. Maybe he used all his energy catching and passing the ferry.
Yes, he did do 2 swim meets on the way to the swim meet.
Okay, cool. It's science works out for me.
Yeah.
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 I never thought of it that way, though. I thought they were just trying to be, I don't know, show us
that
his skills
were
still
developing.
I think so. That's
what I got out of it. I was like, oh, he was tired. Yeah. Or I guess maybe he needs shoes to swim better.
Yeah, that's a secret. Yeah.
He wasn't wearing
so he's
shoes.
He's like, dang, why aren't you letting me wear my shoes for the swim meet?
Yeah.
I need them. They're my flippers. Oh, there's flippers.
See?
Oh. Okay, so they're going to state, and the coach feels like he's leading an Olympic team. He's like, this is the happiest day he's ever had in his life. He's like, so, I don't know. This guy was a lot.
He was, yeah. This is about, seemed like what his life was leading up to.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, it's good to be passionate. whatever. So we find this guy. He's like a nerd guy with a tuba, almost drowns in the pool.
Why? Why was he in the pool with a tuba? Why?
Get out of there, kid. Why does he wander in after the swim meet?
It felt intentional because he was like walking up the side and then he like makes a turns and makes a beeline towards it.
So Cody saves him.
Just seeking attention.
This is the second time in a DCOM movie that someone has almost drowned. Xenon.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Did they almost drown in space in that movie?
No, she goes to Earth and then they're like, you can swim, right? And she's like, yeah. And then
And also everyone's like making light of it. Like he falls in the pool and the coach they're is like, go somebody fish him out.
Yeah.
The kid can't swim and he has like a 70-pound instrument on him.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Cody saves him and Sean wants Sam, the girl, to go with him, but she's like, I'm gonna go home with Cody.
Yeah.
Mm. And it's very
He's like, you can ride in my car if you want.
His dad is so impatient too.
Home.
His dad is smacking that horn.
Yeah.
He wants Sean
is
to get out of there.
What, that horn?
He's smacking that horn.
Sean's dad is smacking that horn. He's like, I got stuff to do.
Yeah.
Get in the vehicle.
I also have something I want to point out about Sean.
Yeah.
I noticed it today when I was watching it, but he, to me, looks like an evil Jeremy Culhane.
Whoa.
Maybe to our sweet boy Jeremy Culhane out there. Next time everyone out there gets a chance, Google Jeremy Culhane.
Oh my God. He's on TV.
He does. But it was just like the evil version of him almost. It was wacky.
Mm, interesting.
Wow.
Just the hair?
The face is what got me. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Well,
I
was really excited to share that.
His father or his older brother or his distant relative, and they're
maybe
both named Starbucks.
Starbucks.
And they own the Starbucks Corporation.
Oh my gosh.
And they're taking over. So anyway, fun. So we cut to the crazy fisherman who's well, we learn it's Jess's dad later, but we cut to the crazy fisherman who's being bullied by the other fishermen. And I would like to point out that one of them is fully drinking a cappuccino out of a cappuccino mug.
So that really weirded me. I didn't really understand that.
Didn't make
all.
Any sense. But that's that guy. I don't know his name, but he's in so much stuff.
He's in so much stuff.
The guy with like that flat top
Brooklyn
hair.
Brooklyn 99.
Is he Brooklyn 99?
Yes.
I think so. And
really?
I feel like he's in everything from like Home Alone on, but maybe I'm thinking of something else.
What's that movie with the little, is it Baby's Day Out?
Yeah. Where
I
believe
it's the infant that
Baby's Day Out.
He's like one of the bad guys in Baby's Day Out too.
Oh.
Maybe I'm thinking of a different guy.
Well, this is the guy who has like a flat top buzz cut kind of thing. And anyway, he's drinking a cappuccino. It's strange. Yet he is bullying the dad for believing in mermaids or saying he has seen one. But like the dad's like trying to be pretty chill about it. He's pretty much like, yeah, I saw one, but he's not being fanatic about it, although...
No, he probably gets this all the time.
Right.
It's probably like the 50th time they
so
bullied
like,
him about it.
Poor guy, because like, he's just saying his truth.
I mean, here's the thing. In 1999, everybody was bullying everybody, you know?
Yeah,
it's like
true.
The kids were bullying the adults even. It's like if I was an alien that came from outer space and watched DCOMs, all I would see is like, oh, bullying must be how people communicate with each other.
Yeah, true.
So that's all.
Yeah, we've already
DCOMs
had two generations of bullying.
The 90s were a tough time to be like a freaking nerd.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah.
yeah, dang is right. So we find out the fisherman is Jess's dad. And the next day at school, Cody is literally called the big man on campus.
Forgetting second place.
Getting second place.
I thought
place.
I had to have missed something earlier when I was watching
that.
And I rewound and found I didn't miss anything.
Yeah, it's pretty wild because that the one who calls him Big Man on Campus is the one who actually won the meet.
Yeah.
Hey, Big Man.
Hey, Big Man.
Yeah,
but he's like
I took that to be
people.
Condescending.
Oh, yes. But however, he really was like high-fiving people in the hallway, like making suggestions
it's
on posters. It's
because he's the nice, popular kid.
Yes.
Yeah. The nice, popular
the
kid
accessible
is always...
one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
Whereas like the other one people are scared of because he's a bully.
Mm-hmm. We get a Titanic King of the World reference.
Oh, yeah. Yep. It's like, I'm a king of the world. Time. He died at the end of the movie.
Yeah. That was like, you could tell that's such a hot joke.
Yeah.
Two years after Titanic was released. So we're in
and
science
he looked
class.
Literally hurt too.
Oh yeah. He's like, well, spoiler. Thanks.
Yeah.
Haven't seen it. So in science class, they're going to be studying the mysteries of the deep. And they have pre-selected partners. And who's Cody's partner but Jess? Yes. Oh, damn. It's the nerd.
I want to say this: the teacher books a lot. Yes, she's in a bunch of stuff.
Oh.
I was like, yes, I know her from a bunch of stuff. It's like, yeah, it's great.
This is the career I want. I want to be booking deep.
I was thinking of that. I was like, this is what I want. I want people to like see me everywhere, but be like, oh yeah, this person, but I don't know what this person's name is.
Yeah, one day someone's going to do a podcast and be like, he books, don't know him, he books.
Let's look up his name. Oh, uncredited. H&R.
Yeah, uncredited, exactly. Yes, that would be a dream. Uncredited.
So like most of these are uncredited in this. Yeah. That's why I don't even know, like people with speaking parts are uncredited. So Jess assures Cody he knows about marine biology. It's going to be a breeze. We're going to be great. But Cody's kind of being a little like shit about it. Because like Jess is basically like, hey, listen, we got it. It's fine. And Cody's like, oh, man, I don't know. School's hard. I like water.
Yeah, we know that he's also failing science class.
Yeah, he gets that big red F.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Which is not good.
Mm-hmm.
Not even a D.
Not even a D.
Wow.
Gets straight to the F.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's the alt title for the 13th year.
Straight to the F.
Straight to the F.
Oh, no. Tomorrow is Cody's birthday. He's drinking a lot of water, you guys. And it almost gets upsetting to watch.
Almost.
Almost.
Like, you were fine with it. You were almost not fine with it.
I was like right there on the edge.
We never get like a montage because I was also upset at seeing how much water this kid drank. Yeah. We never got like a montage where it gets a little crazy, where he's like sucking out of a hose at a certain point.
Yeah, okay, that's funny. Fucked up.
Connor. No, that's that's
sucking out of a what?
A hose, a garden hose.
I like that.
Sick.
I like that.
Yeah, he's good. Exactly. That's you shouldn't drink that water. Period.
I think that's a good punch up. I like
Connor,
it.
Thank stop you. Drinking water of hoses.
When you're a merman, a developing, growing merman, you need all the water you can get from any source.
Exactly. Clean water. Clean wash water. Your hands 20 seconds.
Filtered
hose
water.
Like a fire hydrant. Like he goes to a river and just
sticks his head in the water and it disappears. The water disappears.
This is a cartoon.
Yes.
Straight up, that's the animated montage.
The special effects department's like, no, we don't have the budget for that. We have
they didn't even.
We have $5 million, but
that's for the 14th year.
The 14th year will really pull out the stops. Mm-hmm. So Cody kind of is like, I'm having a party. You can come over if you want. Like, very almost inaudibly to Jess. Mm-hmm. And so it's the next day. It's their party. It's his party at the house. Sam arrives with a present, and it's really weird.
It's a picture of her.
I didn't like this scene.
The scene's
all
weird. He's gross. Like by himself in the kitchen for some reason at his own birthday party, and she comes and she's like, "Did you think I forgot?" And he's like, y'all.
I really didn't like this character.
Yeah.
So she
I didn't like her as a kid either.
She was weird, right?
I didn't like her.
Yeah. So she gets.
Sorry, I just have to say, like, did we miss the part where her friend was talking to her and be like, you're dating him because if you date him, then you become the most popular person.
Oh, yeah.
And to me, it felt really sinister.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I was
like, she doesn't even like him. She just wants to be popular.
Well, that was the big man on campus. No, because she says, you're dating him while you're so lucky. And she's like, I know.
He's
sweet,
so sweet.
Right? She's like, fuck sweet. He's the most popular boy in school.
That girl said, fuck sweet.
They get one. They get one in every DCOM, and that's where they use
fuck sweet. Fuck sweet.
He's the most popular guy.
Yeah. And she's like, you're right. I'm going to give him a photo of me.
Yeah.
It's so odd.
So and she gives him a framed photo.
And then she's like, I got a second present.
There's the part two.
And then she just goes.
Yes. Who does that?
That was she just, incredible.
This is like how I
closes
thought that.
Closes her eyes, sticks out her
that
lips.
That was. Yeah. I was like, oh, this is how people.
Well, that's a nice way of asking for consent because she's like, I'm right here.
I'm offering.
Yeah.
I think the best way to do that is, can I give you a kiss?
Can I give you a little kiss?
Only because it is so bold to be like, I'm going to kiss you. No, now you come here. And it's like, what?
But yeah, she just closed her. Yeah, he could have done anything.
Yeah,
I would have. I would have walked away. I would have been like, bye.
Like, are you about to sneeze?
Is there a receipt for that kiss? Because I want to return it.
Ooh,
wow.
Hate her.
I really do. Yeah. She struck me so
off. That whole interaction was so strange.
Yeah.
And then
there's like.
Oh, it like sparks.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then she's like, ah. And he's like, you want to try again? And she's like, no. And like flips
her
hair.
She's like, I'll save it for next birthday. I'm
like,
oh.
Yeah. He's like, okay about it.
Like, yeah. what was the point of that? So she leaves him all high and dry, and it's like, whatever, girl. Yeah,
but guess who shows up to the party?
Jess.
Oh. With a present.
He's so sweet.
Oh, a thoughtful so present.
I love, I'm just, I don't know if we're saying favorite, do we say favorite characters?
Yes, yeah.
We're saying favorite
Jess is definitely my favorite He's character in this sure. movie.
Talk about a sweetie. That's the sweetie in this yeah. movie. He's great.
I love his line at the end of the movie, but I'll wait for it. Yeah.
He yeah. shows up. His mom.
Oh, and then they and immediately make fun of him, right?
Oh, yeah, so the bully
starts to leave.
The bully's like, "You want to go swimming with us later?" And it's like, "Oh my god,
he yeah. almost just died!" And you're joking about his almost death.
This is like on par 90s bullying.
Yeah,
it goes a little too far.
Mm-hmm. It's traumatic. He still has PTSD.
The privileged kid who knows how to swim is making fun of this kid for not having that skill.
But Cody's also being like, hey, stop it. But from Jess's perspective, he thinks that he's sort of joshing with Sean.
Yeah.
He
yeah.
kind of is, though. He's sort of like yeah. one toe in. Like, he's not exactly sticking
yeah,
up for him at this point.
Yeah,
because
also when he shows up, he's like, oh, yeah. Yeah, I kind of invited him. I didn't think he'd That's show true. Up.
Yeah, I invited him under my breath, the softest disciple I could muster.
Yeah. yeah. So then he's like, well, never mind. He starts to leave. And then the mom comes and is like, hey.
I love the mom.
Yeah. She's like, have she's so a beetcake. Nice. I am crazy.
I love her. I relate to that mom.
Yeah,
this is like great. Not even the craziest thing she does in the movie.
Uh-huh,
I know my exactly. crazy thing yeah. for her later.
So yeah, she's just like, hey, you staying? Then she's like, oh, okay. So, but he gives the mom a gift from him. And so we cut so to sad. His room. Mom and dad are saying goodnight to Cody. And Cody opens Jess's gift. It's a copy of 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
A sweeter gift than a self portrait.
Thoughtful thematic gift. It's very, you know,
mm-hmm. this is the first live action
movie. I almost
Disney
feel like
movie.
Jess should have been Ooh. The love interest. Yeah. I know they wouldn't have done this, but like Jess is so sweet. They have such a better relationship.
This is the 2020 DCOM.
Yeah.
2020 DCOM.
Yeah.
And also very much so, like Jess and Cody would be the queer love interest in the segment that I like to call, what is it?
Queer queries.
Boom.
But it's not Justin queer because you know it.
Exactly. Right? Queer query, period. Make it happen. Ship. I wonder if there's any fan fiction about Jess and Cody.
Jess and Cody.
Someone write it. Someone please. Write it.
Wouldn't it be, I feel like if it was like, I know that the 90s were weirdly like homophobic, but
not
what if
weirdly,
there was a,
they were.
Yeah, exactly. Can you believe the 90s were homophobic?
So
yeah, weird.
But if what if they changed the gender of Jess?
Yes.
And made Jess a girl. Could you see potentially?
It's a
like,
she's all that.
Yeah.
And the dad with the dad.
Part of like, me.
Wait, what do you
with
mean?
Well, with dad? Like Jess's dad being the one who's like doing all the.
Oh.
Stuff later.
Wait,
what?
Well, how Jess's dad, the fisherman,
yeah.
is like the one who's trying to like capture.
Oh, yeah.
So that would.
That would like, raise the stakes
yeah.
even higher.
And also because it's like a single dad raising a girl, so that's why she feels awkward.
Yeah.
And she doesn't fit in.
And then you'd have that, like, and then you'd have, you know, more than one female character in this mm-hmm. movie. And you would have the dichotomy between Jess and the girl that I hate so much.
Yeah.
And then Cody would have to pick, like,
oh,
do I go for the popular girl or the nerd who actually cares about me?
Then you could have the popular girl be a little more dynamic because she's not necessarily a mean girl. She's just a different girl.
Yeah. Exactly.
We are punching this up.
We really,
really
are.
Oh.
That and the hose.
Yeah. When you put it that way.
That and the hose.
There we go.
I'm sticking by it. That's my one thing I gotta get in this movie.
So, oh yes. So we see Mom Maid kind of spying on the house from the water. So like, what's her? I don't know. She's just lingering.
She knows that the 13th year is here.
She's lurking.
Yeah. Yeah. Because that's when the powers come out.
Yes. And so this is the night that Cody has dreams. He sees like buoys mm-hmm. and swimming, and he's like dreaming of, you know, swimming with his mom and like being a merman and just
where they like touch hands, visions. Glowing hands.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm.
Like, what's that about?
And so this, what is that? I don't know. They're doing like a.
They never really explain that. Like, I'm like, what is
we don't
this?
Get
is
any
this how they talk to each other? Yeah.
Of the
at
mermaids.
All.
Yeah.
She doesn't speak English. So.
She doesn't speak.
She's communicating psychically with the mother.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
With the mother. Oh, yes, at the end of it.
But that's like the second time that's happened in a DCOM, too.
100%. We saw it in Can of Worms.
I think it's just an easy way for writers not to write dialogue.
Yeah.
It's just like,
I feel it.
I understand.
I know what to do now, and it won't take any more screen
time.
She
knows exactly when school starts. Yes. So she'll have it.
Okay, I got to get into that later.
Now it's like next morning, we're in the kitchen. Cody's taking a drink out of the box. And mom's like, use a glass, but his hand starts sticking to everything. Mm-hmm. And he starts inspecting his hands.
So this is like the real Spider-Man wakes up the next day.
Like legit.
Yeah.
I mean, it's even referenced in the movie.
Yeah, and mom is like inspecting her hands. And dad's like, is everybody in this house crazy? Yeah. Answer, yes. Probably yes. Cody meets Jess at the tide pools. It's a fun little scene. I like
date.
I like the date. It's a fun little date. The tide pools. I could definitely see this on like The Bachelor or something.
Just yes. Yeah. Every tide pool is an ecosystem.
Absolutely.
Here I'm here for the right reasons.
And then there's like a country singer in the background who starts playing. And then
she's like, I used to date him. This is awkward.
They start dancing.
But
on
anyway,
an apple box. It's great.
Yeah, it's so fun. I love the sets or the locations of this movie. It's really cool that they actually, you know, went places.
We've got the high school.
Yeah.
The cool, like, coastal home.
Yeah.
It's like multi-storied.
Yeah.
The dock. A few other great ones.
Yeah, we got tide pools. Yeah. We got, like, you know, the dad's house is, like, weird and looks like an old warehouse dump.
Oh, yeah.
I love an old warehouse dump.
I like to take a nice old warehouse dump.
Excuse me?
I mean, wait.
What? Wait, Claire? Straight to the F?
Whoa, yeah. Damn.
Wow.
Straight to the WD.
Okay, so Jess starts, like, ragging on himself immediately. And he's like, yeah, I'm a nerd. Most nerds don't have friends. They have hobbies.
I love that line, actually. Love that line.
Well.
Friends... Nerds don't have friends, they have hobbies. And I chose this.
I chose this.
They choose, wait, what
he's
was
He's like,
the
other
line?
People choose I loved like it and I forgot science it. Or math or chess or
Dungeons
woodworking
and
or like Guitar Hero.
Improv, video games.
Track and field.
Watching DCOMs.
Watching DCOM podcasting. Yeah.
Podcasting. Know, like being part of the marching band.
Yeah.
Like playing field
hockey.
What?
We chose.
Do
you know what? I chose this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I chose little tide pools.
Yeah,
he respected that. He was like, oh, yeah.
He's like, oh, are they all the same? He's like, no. They're all very different.
Mm-hmm.
This one has a fish. That one has a different fish. Anyway.
Did you write this movie?
Yeah, that's why I memorized it. It's So nerds have friends, they have hobbies. And Cody wants Jess to tutor him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, okay, cool. What do you want in return? And Jess was like, I just want to not drown.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to teach me to swim. Just teach me to not die.
Yeah.
And then Cody develops scales on his little arms. And Jess is like, I'm going to get to the bottom of your condition.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, is there like a little montage-y kind of moment? I feel like they kind of, I don't know if I remember an exact montage, but it feels like this would be the moment. They're like becoming friends. They're bonding. They're, you know, seeing each other's worlds a little bit.
I want to say it's not like super heavy handed, but I also clocked. I was like, oh, a montage is happening.
Yeah.
And they like snuck it in on me.
Yeah. So like this is where Cody's at Jess's warehouse home and Jess's dad pops in. And he's like, hey, your parents run that tour boat company, right? They ever seen anything strange in the harbor? And Cody's like, wow, hi, nice to meet you.
Yeah.
No? Maybe my mermom, though.
I thought for sure he was going to be like, because I don't like their business.
Yeah, weird. I got a complaint to make and Yelp doesn't exist yet.
But no, it was just, did they see any weird things?
But he is like, it's weird because his character to me is so creepy, but he's trying to be so gentle and tender, and he really does his best to be like, hey, like, just wondering, have they seen anything? But like, still, it does come off weird. Like,
he's just a weird guy. He's like a weird, he's just weird.
I'm wondering who the mom is. And where is she?
Yeah.
I think she's the mermaid.
I feel like she passed away.
She's the mermaid.
I think it's one of those scenarios.
He just seems like a person that wouldn't have a
partner.
Yeah.
Oh. He's unlovable.
Mm-hmm. His mom is the tide pool, is my guess.
Jess is a child of the ocean tide pool system. He's from nature. Oh my God. That's very like biblical almost. So they get their science tests back. And Cody gets an A.
Wow.
And Jess even like rags on him. He's like, don't get used to it. She's like,
just
okay.
Kidding. Yeah.
I feel like an A was too much.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. A B I think it should have been like B minus.
Yeah, it was like from F to A.
Jess
what?
Is a really good tutor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess.
Cody
yeah.
cares because they're in love. So they like when love. You're in love with someone, you're like to gonna listen to everything they yeah. say. So Cody's like making out with his drinking fountain and there's like a big line behind him. That made me feel uncomfortable. It's like, it's too much water.
I think that was also in the promo.
Drinking so much water. And Cody tells his parents something's wrong with him. He's always thirsty. He keeps shocking people. He's been getting like a green scaly rash sometimes. Mm-hmm. And he's like, maybe I inherited a disease from my other parents. Who are they? And we find out mom doesn't like doctors.
Yeah, she's super anti-doctor.
Yeah, about that.
The D word, they call it.
Yes.
The D word.
Dick.
She's an anti-doctor.
Rachel!
Straight to the D.
I mean, what the heck?
She's an anti-vaxxer.
She's a Scientologist. Yeah. that's really the
Oh, no,
the
I
gag.
Liked her. I liked her.
I don't
whole...
like doctors. We're off the grid, remember?
She's like well-meaning. But
I will say this doctor is specifically not the best. He sort of has a weird attitude with them from jump. Like, mm-hmm. it's really antagonistic.
Maybe she doesn't like doctors because she couldn't have a real, she couldn't have a kid. And so she hates doctors. Because
it's their fault.
Yeah.
Maybe she had an operation and they fucked her up. So she can't have kids.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Sad.
That would have been in our movie.
Yeah. Yep.
That would have been our version.
That's why they were so quick to keep any baby that came their way.
That's true. Yeah. They're like, we don't know when we'll get
this
another
one. This is a gift
one.
From
God.
The seas.
Scientology.
From Z.
No. Girl of the 21st century. So mom doesn't like dockers pants, even though she probably wears them. They go to a carnival and Sam's hair is like floating. It's like, oh, fun times, haha. And Cody's hands are sticking to everything and he climbs the walls in their house like Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. They finally call the doctor. You already talked about him. And the doctor says it's puberty. Yeah. What a bad doctor.
Well, most doctors aren't. Great.
Good. It's only confirming this mom's bias too.
Yeah.
Darn it.
It's true.
Yeah.
And Jess is like, I'm gonna do some tests.
Yes.
I'm a doctor.
Yeah, and then rips a scale from his hand and that looked weirdly painful.
More
to
disturbing.
Me.
The water drinking and the scale
that was gross, right?
I did
there was like a little bit of slime in there.
I reacted physically to the scale part. Because it seemed such like just like a hardened callus part of his skin. And then he just no fun.
Ripped it off. Gross.
Gross.
But it came off gently. Like
what did he ever... Did Jess end up doing tests with this stuff?
Yeah. Looked at him underneath a microscope,
He's
right?
He's like, I've got some agar. Is that what that's called? That stuff you put bacteria in and it grows?
Yeah.
Or am I thinking of something else?
Petri dish?
Well, it's in a petri dish, but it's like the stuff that's like food for the bacteria. Anyway, I'm a scientist. Jess's dad overhears that he's got merman symptoms and that Cody. Oh, and then we see Cody can control fish because he's like, you there, jump. He's like, what?
Scary.
So he's also Aquaman.
Yeah, he's legit Aquaman.
Yeah.
Oh.
Except Aquaman couldn't stick to things. I never got that. Why stick to things? Fish don't stick to things.
I don't know what that was about.
That is weird.
See, like,
when did
Starfish?
Spider-Man come out? The first 60s.
Oh, after that.
Tobey Maguire one.
What? Oh,
like 2002?
After that.
Oh.
But the actual comic was from the 60s.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just trying to wonder if people are like, I don't know.
It is weird. That is a weird skill. So Cody feels right in the water and he just can't stop swimming. And they're all like, you got to stop swimming. You can't be in the water. And Jess's dad has like a heart to heart with him about mermaids because he sees Jess digging through his stuff. Mm-hmm. And again, he's very gentle and kind mm-hmm. about it. And he's like, it's okay if you look through this stuff. And I know everyone thinks I'm crazy, but this is what happened. And so Jess is like, you know what? I think Cody's a merman. I think he is. And he's got to tell his parents. And they all say, stay out of the water. Cody overhears his parents worrying about him being a medical experiment. And so, of course, what does Cody do? He goes and dives in the water immediately and meets up with his mermom.
Ugh.
And I think this is where he like launches himself out of the water. This part's weird because it like felt like a dream sequence, but I think it was real.
Yeah. Yes.
He was jumping out of the water.
He's got scale arms. Oh, this is where he has scale arms and he's like on the beach trying to get rid of them. And then Sam comes out of nowhere. She wants to talk to him and he's being all weird and they get into a tiff.
Because he's being all weird?
She shows up
from nowhere.
No. She's being weird. He's being weird for like very good reason. Yeah. But she's being weird. It's like, yeah, where'd she even come from?
These DCOMs are like, they keep showing the girls being weird for no reason. Like mean, right? Quick to like.
Yeah.
Because in Can of Worms, that thing happened too, where she was like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I guess that is a trope. Because in Can of Worms, she just literally came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
I was like, what's going on?
Yeah,
that's true.
What is that like a trope now? It's like every DCOM that I've seen so far has to have a nerd.
Yes,
they must have glasses. I want to rank every nerd in every DCOM. Yeah. That's gonna be my new rating system.
Yeah,
and the girl will be like, "What? You've taken this too far. Explain yourself."
Girls are crazy. Everyone's homophobic.
Yes.
Yes, and bullying is the thing everyone.
Yes, bullying. You must.
It's understood.
It's understood.
Every generation has a bully.
I think DCOMs truly define why I am the way I am.
Careful, Rachel.
I'm going to write a thesis.
So Cody gives Jess a swimming lesson, and Sean, of course, comes in to bully him. And Cody finally sticks up for Jess, saying, like, he's my friend. Go away.
I love him.
We're in love. He got me an A because I couldn't stop looking at his lips and listening to every word about fish. okay, so then it's going to be the swim meet. And Cody says he'll be at the meet even though he's supposed to stay out of the water. Mm-hmm. And Cody shows up to this meet and he crushes.
He gets his fins on his arms.
And he's got his fins. And
I'm sorry.
Just cheating.
Mermaids don't have fins on their arms.
Why does he
grow scales on his hands when Oscar? The mom was a human top, fish bottom?
Maybe.
Wouldn't it be on the bottom? Wouldn't he have fins on
his hands? We haven't seen that many mermaids.
True. Mm. And also, this is his tadpole stage, so maybe the fins start on the arms and then later on they're on the legs, but that does not make sense.
Yes, this is the tadpole.
You're right. Mermen are fish on top, human on the bottom. Mermaids are human on top, fish on the... That's it. That's what it is. You know what? Sorry.
We've seen a lot of mermaid movies, but not enough merman movies, so we don't know what mermen look like.
Sure, they all look like the fish from The Shape of Water.
Well, yeah.
Ooh. And also, all his fish. Fins Full were fish. Like separate.
Yeah.
Yeah, what?
Feet fins.
I wanted to see those. I thought those puppies were going to be together at the end. Like it would eventually.
What?
Sorry.
You mean his feet?
Yes, by those puppies, I mean his feet fins. Because you know how one.
I heard you say puppets, and I was very confused. I was like, sorry. I don't think Connor saw the movie.
Remember how one of them like kind of morphs pretty quick?
Yeah.
Yes.
I thought that once the other one did, they were going to come together eventually.
Yeah, yeah. That would be cool.
Didn't
have enough money in the budget for that. But
no.
14th year. We're going to work it out.
Oh, yay.
So he has fins, he touches the end of the pool and just electrifies the board?
Just the board. Doesn't kill anyone in the pool.
It would have killed everybody.
Yeah.
It would have killed everyone, including himself.
And that's when it turns into like an X-Men thing.
Yeah. Carrie.
Eels carry electric currents and don't kill themselves. So he would have been okay, right?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, right. So he's got eel powers too.
Also, like, since when do mermaids have electric currents?
I don't know.
When do they stick to things?
No, it's not. They're adding too many things.
Mermaids aren't real.
What?
What?
Right?
Did you watch this movie?
No, but so we can make up rules about them.
It's just too many
it's
rules.
Like how all vampires are different in different movies.
That's true.
Twilight vampires can go outside during the day. They just sparkle, you know?
Right.
True. So you can make your own rules about mermaids because you don't really
like,
don't know them.
Like, they stick to things. It's just like too much. Like, it would have been weird enough
have
if you grow scales.
Have you ever thrown a fish at a wall and see if it stuck?
It's like, okay, it's the new challenge.
It's like noodles.
Can we pause the podcast, go to Albertsons, get a fish?
No.
This wall looks
a
pretty
live
good.
A fish. Yeah. Yeah. It's got to be a live fish.
No,
so you have to like add
anyway, no animal cruelty.
Yeah, don't harm animals.
We're not endorsing.
But
just press it up against the wall. How about that? We don't need to throw it. Just
get a new pet. Yeah. Hold it up. See if
you,
it likes
no, no, no. If you see a mermaid, throw them against the wall.
Yes, you can throw a mermaid
yeah,
against
yeah,
the
we
wall.
Yeah, we love bullying mermaids. Yeah. We promote it.
That's
yeah.
what this movie
You find
taught,
the only
us.
One that's ever been against us.
So Cody's fins won't go away, and they go home, and Sam, here she comes again, finds out, and she storms out because he's a merman. And then next day at school, Sean again is giving him shit. And he's like,
oh, yeah,
are you cheating? Are you
yeah,
on steroids?
Yeah,
because
he saw his fins. I mean,
you know, he is.
Yeah, he is.
What is that? And Cody's called to the ocean, and he reunites with his mother. And then a boat above interrupts them, and it's Jess's dad on the prowl. And Cody... Oh, this is like, I don't, this is like so much back and forth. Cody calls Sam. He's like, come on, I got to talk to you. It's important. Jess's dad has this big old net for catching mermaids. And Cody tells Sam his secret.
Yeah, this is when she passes out, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
oh,
then
yeah.
she comes to and everyone's like, he's a mermaid. And they're like,
Merman.
Yeah.
And then he's like, this is my mom. And then, Jess's dad, wait.
Yeah, so the net falls down and hits Jess, and Jess is
trapped.
Oh, it captures
him. Yeah. Yes.
And then Cody saves Jess.
Yeah. Because so the dad captures Cody. Yeah. Cody's on the boat.
That's
his mom is there.
Jess's
dad tries to catch Cody's mom, but then accidentally he does catch her, but then Jess goes in the water and saves her and then gets caught with the thing, drowns. Cody goes in.
Yeah.
They're like all in the water and then Jess falls in and he needs to be resuscitated. And Cody uses his electric current to defibrillate
Jess. First, the girl kisses.
Yeah, Sam does mouth to mouth.
Because Cody can't do it.
No, that's gay.
Yeah.
I love him, but if I kiss him, that'll make me gay.
Yeah. He loves him, but
girl. You're a girl.
There were several times, and when this happened in this movie, because I forgot about this part, I was like, this idea has been in my head the whole time. Jess is 100% is a clone of Squints from The Sandlot. He even looks like that character with the glasses who fake drowns and then kisses Wendy Prefer-Korn, the lifeguard.
It could be
same kid. When they first reveal him, I was like, is this going to be that? I think his name's Chauncey Lapardi, the actor.
Oh.
Okay,
I'm pretty sure. I think his name's Chauncey Lapardi, born on April 5th.
That would scare me if he knew his
birthday. Yes, and he's in a little kid sports movie as well. The Jess actor. You said the Little Giants.
Yeah. Little Giants.
Strange. I bet he went out for this movie.
Yes.
Yeah, that's my guess.
Chauncey.
Yeah, I bet Chauncey did. But
Chauncey was too old at the time.
Maybe had aged out of that a little bit.
Dang, Chauncey.
Could have
been you, Chauncey, but it was Jess.
Thanks for letting me point that out. I've been looking forward to that.
He kisses him, and then Cody uses his electric current.
Yeah. He's alive.
Cody's mermom.
That's so dangerous.
I know. Like, he would be in some big physical,
That could never have happened.
Yeah.
Because I think you don't just go around
a movie
defibrillating willy-nilly.
That's so funny that's my issue and not the fact that there is a mermaid.
It's
about the mermaids.
Right.
It's not about medical emergencies.
Yeah.
Right.
So then the mermom comes and she's like, I want my son, basically.
She's like, I
want
to help him with his changes.
Yeah. And then the mom is connecting
psychically.
Yeah.
Yeah. She'll bring him back before school.
Yeah, that was crazy.
That's
okay.
A little...
a shade hopeful to me, and like they may never see this kid again.
Oh, they won't.
Yeah. Okay. So for me, I was like, oh no, he's gonna be gone for so long, and then they're like, oh, he'll be back for school, and I was like, wait, how long are they on a break?
Also, were they on vacation? Like, to me, it felt like there was no.
They were in the middle of school.
They were in the middle of school.
Yeah, there was just the final swim meet, so you know, maybe it is.
I think
the
swimming summer? Is traditionally in the spring semester, so maybe that makes sense.
I have no idea.
Wait, still, that's not a long time
no,
to
it's not at all.
For him to familiarize himself with his culture.
Okay, yeah. But also, like, what do you think mermaids do all day? Because it looks like they just swim around. That
fight in a
so
war.
Boring.
I'm telling you, he's being drafted into mermaid war, and he will not survive.
Ooh, that's the 14th year.
Or his mom was putting him away while the war was happening, and now it's. Done.
So now they just swim around.
I don't know.
They swim around, have lights in their hands, and just talk.
There is a kingdom under there. We've seen Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe there is. Yeah. Maybe.
So yeah, maybe
he meets Ariel.
Like, collect stuff from sunken ships.
Yeah, she's human now.
So they reconnect. They swim off. Everyone waves goodbye.
And then Jess has my favorite line. He's like, I make a friend and he turns into a fish.
That was so funny. And he was like, typical.
Yeah.
He roasts himself so many times.
So much. I mean, my favorite line of his is when he's like, guys, you can't be fighting each other. Who's going to fight with me? He's going to bully me.
Oh, yeah.
Like, well, okay, Jess. He likes this shit.
Jess. He doesn't need friends. He's got hobbies.
Oh, yeah. He's like, I'll make fun of myself first so no one else can hurt me. Yeah.
And that's the end of the 13th year.
And the freaking crazy credit song.
No. No, I don't want to talk about that ridiculous, insane song.
To Oscar, that's not
some
canon.
Child wrote in 2 minutes. No,
it
no,
literally
no, no, no.
is like a completely different theme and mood
I hate
and style.
It was not a song.
Felt
what
so
was
weird
that?
In my 13th year. I grew a fin and I'm slimy.
It was so weird.
That's Pepper Ann.
Yeah, I keep mashing it up with Pepper Ann.
Pepper Ann, Pepper Ann.
Anyway, that's end.
It.
That's it. What's your moral of the story?
Marry the nerd.
Marry the nerd. Yeah. Not even being just really, like, just go ahead and go and marry the nerd. It would be, listen, if you got a kid, you got to think about having kids, right?
Yeah.
Because this mer mom had a kid, but not thinking about the repercussions, and had to throw him away for a while. Like, what? With great parenting comes great responsibility.
Spider-Man.
That's how we bring
it back
to Spider-Man.
We're back.
You don't need friends. You got hobbies.
I like that one.
If you find a baby, pick it up all a day. You'll have good luck.
Grease.
And a baby.
Uh-huh. Yes. Uh-huh. Did they have good luck? I guess so.
They got a baby, well, and he was
pretty,
pretty
nice
good.
House.
They had a baby. Sweet it's house. A boy.
They had a baby. It's a
boy. What was that commercial from?
It was from like the 90s.
It was from
right?
like some kind of cell phone, right? Because
like,
you would have to call collect call. And like
it's
say
a
really funny.
We had a baby.
We had a baby.
It's a boy.
We had a baby.
It's
a boy.
Click call.
Do you know that commercial?
No. Oh, it's so funny.
Very, very 90s.
I reference it.
Hashtag shout out to MCI or whatever that phone is. Service was your sponsor.
Yeah.
I'll find out.
Anyway.
Hold on 1 second.
We had a baby eat the boy.
We had a baby eat the boy. Yeah. I think they were pretty lucky.
Yeah. They had a
I mean, their ship sucked.
13 is the lucky number or unlucky. Depending on.
What a trick. Lucky or unlucky.
Yeah. It's like 7.
7's just lucky.
Just lucky.
How are they going to explain this to
Geico. It was Geico. I knew it.
Geico.
Yes. Oh, right. Because they're playing their vintage commercials again.
We had a baby eat the boy.
Recently.
Had a baby eat the boy.
I know we're already past the morals part, but how are
we?
Gonna...
You didn't do yours, did you?
Mine was marry the nerd.
Oh, right. You went first.
My only question is, after this movie ends,
what happens?
Kind of conversation are they going to have with the police? Because I know they have, like, Jess and the other dad to like and Sam.
Uh-huh.
But, like, are the police going to just buy that their kid disappeared?
I don't think they need to file a report that their kid disappeared.
The school's going to wonder, right?
No.
No, because they're on break, remember?
Yeah, they're on vacay.
They don't. Okay. Yeah, I don't think they would need
also,
to report
Also, the school
anything.
Doesn't care.
They only care if you report it.
The school system sucks.
Yeah.
Schools don't care.
There's another moral.
If you stopped showing up, no one would care.
They only care about a missing person if you report them missing.
Yeah.
Whoa. Dark.
Yeah, so if you know you don't have anyone that cares about you and someone kidnaps you, shit, did you really get kidnapped?
Yeah, there are times where I just like go off on an adventure by myself and I'm like, no one knows where I am and is going to worry about where
Stop it. We would be like, Claire, when are we recording?
Yeah, the next it would episode? Take a while. I'm not saying it wouldn't ever happen, but it would take a while.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. Work would be like, where's Claire?
Yeah.
Your sister would be like, where's Claire?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. But you know, it would take a while.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. All right, now let's cast it. Who would we play in the 13th year?
Claire, you're the mom.
Oh.
Yeah, you're the mom.
Oh, I saw that coming, but I love her.
Definitely the mom. Oof.
Yeah. There's not a
lot.
Okay,
here we go. You know what? There's not a lot of characters.
I think, Oscar, you could play a great the dad.
Dave Coulier?
Because he has a lot of funny moments.
I thought he was really good.
He's supposed to be comedic relief at times.
Oh, totally. He does a few really Full House things.
Yeah. I thought he was a master. You know, yeah. I was like,
Mom and dad together are fun, I think. They are like fun. a good mm-hmm. parent.
Mm-hmm. And you guys together are fun.
Aww. Oh, my God. We had a baby pizza boy.
Let's see. Connor, you would play Cody.
Ooh. Oh, I get to play Cody.
Yeah.
And Rachel would play Jess.
Yay!
Yeah, for sure.
Oh,
I don't have friends. I'm happy.
Yeah. You got the part. See, you said it. You said the line perfectly.
Make a friend and he turns into a fish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Great.
I'm drowning.
Got the part. Yeah. Can you hold this tuba? Let's rate it. Out of 5
fish scales.
Out of 5 fish scales ripped from your hand.
Fish scales ripped from your hand.
How many fish scales do you give the 13th year?
I'll give it a 4 because.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, this movie is, I don't know, it's got magic. It's got crazy rules that don't make sense. It's got a nerd with some fun lines. It's got a mermaid. That's cool. It's, you know. I don't know. I think also the setting of it is cool to me that they're on location. I don't. I think a lot of it is the nostalgia of remembering and watching this.
There it finally comes out.
There it is. That's the truth. There it is.
I had a good time rewatching it. But also, there are a lot of questions that we brought up during the podcast. So, you know, we'll just call it a 4.
Cool.
I have no good reason for why.
That's fair. That's very fair. Mm. I you know, don't have the nostalgia factor because this is brand new to me. And you know, it's not a good movie. it's really a bad movie.
Oscar's got his hand on his hip right now.
I'm gonna give this a 2. It's not a 1 because Chez Starbuck is hot right now. So thank you for introducing the world to Chez.
Right now, to be clear, not watching.
No, not as a kid. No, come on. An adult man who's married and has children and is probably very happy.
Zaddy.
And is a nice person.
He's a nice person, and if he ever wants to not be married to a woman, can
you know,
come.
Yeah. But I think also Jess is like a fun character, but it's a shame to me that like that's the only good thing in this movie.
Yeah.
It doesn't really make any sense. Also, here's the thing. I was spoiled with Can of Worms, who readers know me, listeners know me, and they knew I was going to like this movie, and I certainly did. So I right now I'm like comparing every DCOM to Can of Worms, which to me is the golden standard there.
Oh, boy.
And so this did not meet even an ounce of Can of Worms.
I strongly disagree.
So it's getting a 2 for me.
It's a 5 now.
I'll meet both of you in the middle, and I'll say a 3. Mm. I think my nostalgia is also keeping it at a 3, but there, I think between Jess, Dave Coulier, the swimming is really great in this movie.
Oh yeah,
give it up for the swimming.
And then, you know what? I thought the scales.
Connor, are you
pretty
a swimmer?
Good. No, my sister was a swimmer.
Did you look like a swimmer? You could swim.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. My celebrity crush was a swimmer.
Michael Phelps.
Yeah.
I'll give it a hearty three.
Yeah, I was going to give this one a 3 as well.
Yay.
I don't think it's that great of a movie, but the nostalgia was fun. And then Jess is a great character. Mm-hmm. And Yeah.
A lot of love for Jess.
Jess is great.
I'm loving it.
Listen,
it
the nerds funny. Are great.
Yeah.
Well, like Jess compared to Cody, like acting styles, line deliveries, mm-hmm. all these things, like there's a spark.
Yeah.
There's
a
magic. Yeah.
There's so you're saying that there's chemistry between Cody and Jess.
100%. Yeah.
100%. I need to see the 14th year.
Whatever. I want to see our version of the movie.
I know, our yes. version is good.
Yeah.
I do
How
like
does
that.
It end?
The 13th year, our version of it?
Yeah.
He goes and dies immediately.
Oh, and Jess cries.
She's like, you don't have what it takes.
Oh, he slams into a sea anemone.
Yeah. It's we mean like, as he leaves at the end, yeah. he dies? I think someone has to die. And
he's
it's him.
Looking back, waving goodbye to his family and crashes yeah. into a jet. Yeah.
Or like a giant whale eats him or something.
And it's really like Titanic because he is the king of the world and he dies at the end.
The hero dies at the end. Ooh, wow. that's ooh, poetic.
We got to keep that line too.
Wow,
yes,
wow.
yes.
Jeremy Culhane is playing the bully.
Oh, 100% Jeremy Culhane. Yes. Great. Connor, thanks so much for joining us
yeah,
today.
Thank you
very much. This is an awesome show, and I really appreciate being able to come on.
We appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
Where can people find you on the internet?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Connor_McCabe.
And how do you spell that? Because there's different ways of spelling Connor.
Thank you very much. That is Connor with an E at the end, so Connor underscore McCabe.
Wow.
And should I plug as well at
yes,
this moment?
Plug.
I would love for you, if you're out there and you like video games and you like video game podcasts, check out my video game podcast called Call Me By Your Game. I bring on friends to talk about a game that was special to them from their past. We get into not only what is fun about the game, but what was special like around the time when they played it in that experience. Oh. And soon to be, I don't know when this episode will release, but there's a certain person in this room who was a guest on that, Oscar Montoya.
Yeah.
It was the most recent episode that dropped, so that was really fun.
Yay. It's very exciting. You know, I could talk about video games.
So it was forever. A blast. It was a joy listening to it again today.
Yes.
So, And if you're in the LA area, come out to the UCB Theater and to Herald Night. Check out Jet Set. And that's it for me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
Plug.
We plug away.
Plug. You guys, you can plug.
you can plug.
You can contact us at ITDV Podcast on Twitter or at Inside the Disney Vault on Instagram.
Yes.
Instagram.
And leave a nice review, subscribe, all that stuff, you know. And you can follow us personally at Ozzymo, OZZYMO on Instagram and Twitter.
Yeah. And I'm Lady Tom Hanks.
Heck yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm Clary Poppins on Instagram or TikTok, y'all. I'm obsessed with TikTok.
Clary's good at TikTok.
I want to join just to see what you're doing on TikTok.
It's great. Especially if you're a listener of the podcast, you need to check out Clary Poppins. Clary Poppins on TikTok because it's very Disney related.
I got a lot
and
of Disney facts.
Yeah, the people who would listen to the podcast would love to see your
That's awesome.
TikToks.
That's it.
Thank
and if you're still listening, you are a hero.
Yes. Just like Cody was.
Yes.
And with that being said, thanks so much for listening to Inside the Disney Vault. I've been Oscar.
I'm Claire.
I'm Rachel.
Bye-bye.
Hey, guys. Thanks so much for listening to that episode of Inside the Disney Vault.
It was super, super fun. But I'm curious to know what's in store for us next week.
Well, come inside this Smart House.
Okay. What's the next DCOM movie?
Smart House.
What?
How smart of you to ask for the house of the movie. I'm Christopher Walken.
What?
I don't know, you guys. I'm losing it.
What?
I wasn't even a good Christopher Walken. The movie is Smart House.
Smart House.
And it's going to be a blast.
The house is jumping.
Yeah. Oh,
right?
I always wanted
it. So I
and
take
the
it.
The witch is in this too.
Oh, my God.
Say you will. Say you won't. Say you'll do what I know.
So I take it you've both seen the movie.
Oh, no.
I love this movie.
Okay. I don't know what we're talking about.
Love this movie so much.
Well, I'm excited to see it. Yeah. All I know is that Peggy Bundy's in this movie. Yeah. That's the only thing I know about Smart
Love
House.
It. Okay, sorry. I'll stop.
So if y'all are following along, watch Smart House
on Disney+.
And then you can listen along with our little convo. And even before the convo, you can tweet at us. You can Instagram at us. You know, just get in touch and tell us what you think, and we can incorporate it into the pod.
Yeah.
We love that. Anyway.
So stay tuned next week.
Smart House.
House is jumping. Jump, jump. The house is
What?
Jumping.
Have you ever encountered an unexplained hairy bipedal hominid in the woods?
Have you received telepathic messages from an unidentified aerial phenomenon?
If so, then you need to listen to Bigfoot Collectors Club. I'm Michael McMillan.
And I'm Bryce Johnson.
And together with super producer
Riley Bray,
we make up the Bigfoot Collectors Club.
That's right. Every week we talk to actors, comedians, writers, and paranormal experts about their personal paranormal histories and share stories of high strangeness.
Like the time when we talked to Craig Ferguson about the Loch Ness Monster and when a sea witch told him he had raven magic.
Or the time I asked Pitch Perfect's Anna Camp her opinion on cattle mutilations. Past guests have included Rachel Bloom, Jen Kirkman, Paul F. Tompkins, Bobcat Goldthwait, and more.
So if you've ever been abducted alongside five reindeer by an alien with drills for hands or witnessed Bigfoot crawl out of an interdimensional portal,
don't laugh, happens all the time.
Then check out Bigfoot Collectors Club on Campfire Media or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bigfoot Collectors Club, you're here to believe us.
Wait, is that how it goes?
Campfire.